From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block, and it's come to this again. The final game of the final series for the proverbial world championship. We're talking NBA Finals Game 7, LA Lakers versus Boston Celtics. And Kobe Bryant of the Lakers says, no, it's not about how you play the game.
The opportunity is not something that makes me happy. It's winning and taking advantage of the opportunity that makes me happy. You know, buzzer goes off and we're not victorious. I'm going to be thankful for the opportunity. Nope.
Well, the last time the Lakers and Celtics met in Game 7 of the NBA Finals was in 1984. Kevin McHale was a forward on the Celtics that year. He's now an analyst for NBA TV, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
Hard to underestimate this rivalry, Celtics versus Lakers.
Yes, it is. Been going on a long time, as a matter of fact. In 1969, Bill Russell played his last game in the fabulous Forum, and the Celtics beat the Lakers in Game 7, and then we played in the 80s when I was playing, played them three times, and now they're playing two times here in during this era, so it seems like they sure lock horns quite a bit in the finals.
And the fact that it's gone to a Game 7, this is a pretty rare thing, the first Game 7 in the finals since 2005, only the third in 22 years.
You think there would be more.
Yeah.
I was surprised when I saw those statistics, too. But it seems like, you know, a lot of closeout games are Game 6. But by now, you know each other's offense. You've really dug in. It's not going to be a pretty game. It's going to be very competitive. And I hope the referees just throw the ball out there and let them get after it. Because, you know, if you're playing, it's really a fun game to play in.
And how much of a different feeling is it out there in a Game 7 as in any other deciding game in a series?
Well, the players who have the best perspective say, it's just another game. And everybody goes crazy because they say that. Like, how can they say that? But that's how you have to approach it as a player. If you try to reinvent yourself, like in Game 7, you're going to do really poorly because you can't all of a sudden become something you're not. You've got to go out there. You've got to relax yourself all day. You've got to get yourself focused on playing because it's still going to come down to playing the game of basketball that you've played your whole life. As a player, you really are just spending the whole time just amping yourself down today.
Well, if you're a Celtics fan, thinking about what happened on Tuesday in Los Angeles, the Celtics got trounced. What, 22 points?
Yeah.
How are you coming into the game, into Game 7, thinking they can turn this around?
Well, you know, they also, Boston put a beat down on L.A. in Game 5, and everybody said, oh, my goodness, it's over. Every game is different. Actually, if you had to play Game 7, it was the best-case scenario to get beat like that because you can show all the hustle plays that the Lakers made, show all the hustle plays that the Celtics didn't make. And as a player, the fire burns a little deeper because you see yourself on tape. So this game is going to be completely different.
Thinking back to 1984, Game 3 of the series, the Celtics lost to the Lakers by, what, 33 points, came back to win Game 4. Game 4 also really notorious for another moment. And let's play a little tape here. This is you colliding with Kurt Rambis of the Lakers.
Long court pass as McHale hustling back up. It's a two-on-one, and both McHale and Henderson go for Rambis, and boy, they got him.
Got him, and the bench is clear, and chaos ensued. What happened?
Well, they had run us out in Game 3, and they were getting out in the break, and our coach, Casey Jones, just said, no more layups. You know, we've got to protect the basket. And back then, the game was a little bit called way differently. You know, that Kurt Rambis was driving in, and basically horse collared him, just got him up by around the neck, and his legs flew out, and he fell on his backside, and the benches cleared and stuff. But it was a two-shot foul, and that was not uncommon back then. That was pretty much considered a good hard foul. And that got the game slowed down a little bit, and we ended up winning the series in seven. And as you stated earlier, that was the last time that, you know, the Celtics and the Lakers have been in a Game 7 in 1984 until 2010.
So good hard foul in 1984 would be what right now?
You know, a good hard foul is going to be someone coming to the basket and someone's got to set them down. I mean, now they may get a flagrant foul or whatever, but I mean, you've got to be able to protect the paint. That area always determines the outcome of the game. So, notoriously, these Game 7s are just, you know, dogfights. It's just two teams just locking horns. And that's why, you know, I can't wait. I'm excited already.
I can tell. Kevin McHale, thanks so much for talking with us.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me, Melissa.
Kevin McHale was number 32 for the Boston Celtics. He's now an analyst for NBA TV.